He's 25. I think he's like 5'4". He's like a little angel, like a little, when he walks, it doesn't leave any footprints. He just like,
he just sashays.
He's just like a little wisp of a human, a wisp of a man.
Don't shift your weight. Don't stare. And for God's sake, whatever you do.
Hello and welcome to March Madness. I'm Sarah.
I'm Hannah. And this week, we're talking about a video game Brad Pitt should have been in.
This is actually our second video game Brad Pitt should have been in.
Nice. All right. So
video games are movies now.
Yeah, exactly. I guess we should rephrase this as to like content Brad Pitt should be in.
Probably so.
Yeah.
It's just like where Brad Pitt fits in the world. What's on brand for Brad?
Yeah, exactly.
Brad branding.
Brad brand branding.
Yes.
Exactly. Perfect. So this week, we're talking about a new video game. Brand new. Hot off the presses.
Fresh off the press.
Fresh off the minting wheel.
You're seeing this one on your Twitter, and you're probably already sick of it. Unless you're playing it.
In which case, you're absolutely not sick of it. We're talking about Dream Daddy.
Yeah, of course we are. Yeah,
who isn't?
If you've been following this podcast, like, you know what's
up. You knew it was coming. You're like, they're gonna talk about it.
You're like, how are they gonna fit Brad Pitt into this one?
Well, let me tell you, there's a character creator, so it's really easy. It's really easy to fit Brad Pitt into this one.
We literally put him into the game. Please check out the Twitter, March Madness, to see our beautiful avatar, because I have to say, I'm pretty proud of it.
I think it looks really good. I think it looks just like Rusty in Ocean's 12.
Yeah, it's an Ocean's Brad. We tried to do like a World War Z Brad, but like it's a pretty limited character creator.
Everything looks kind of doofy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I gotta say, it was difficult to achieve this Brad, but I'm very proud.
I think we did a really good job.
Yeah.
That nose is like, ugh, so good.
I'm proud. I don't even think we used a photo ref. Like when you've seen our beautiful boy as much as we have.
Yeah, we know. You know.
It's just burned into my brain.
I see Brad every time I go to sleep. I see Brad every time I wake up.
I see him when I look in the mirror.
Yeah. So Dream Daddy is a dating sim where you are an eligible dachler.
A dachler,
which is a dad bachelor. So you're the world's most eligible dachler, and you are in a town full of other eligible dachlers.
I love this fresh new word.
Yeah, I'm proud of it. I'm going to roll with it. Basically, so you have a daughter named Amanda, and you romance the dad of your choice.
Yeah.
And it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Playing it as Brad was definitely the best way
Absolutely.
To experience this game.
We did not know. It was just like, who is the best dad in the world? Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Who's the most eligible dadchler of our time?
Brad Pitt. Who else would be dating all these dads? It's Brad. It's Brad Pitt.
I feel like because Brad is listening to so much Frank Ocean, I feel like he's really, like, opening up to, like, exploring that aspect of his sexuality.
I think so, yeah. It's beautiful. Everybody in this game is just very casually bisexual. It's never really brought up.
Yeah.
And I think that's how Brad would want to roll with it.
Definitely.
He'd just be like, oh, hey, you're a cool dude. I'm, like, feeling a connection, getting some vibes. Like, let's see where this
let's
takes us.
Let's see where this takes us. Like, if it takes us to the bone zone,
yeah.
Sick. If it doesn't, that's sick, too.
Clooney feels the same way. Anyway, yeah, this was like such a good experience, and we did not realize until a second playthrough just how much this character is meant to be Brad Pitt, and I'm not joking on this. Like, I'm not doing this to be like
shoehorn in some SEO optimization.
Yes,
this is legit.
I very, very genuinely feel that this part was inspired by Brad Pitt. They impart a lot of character.
A lot. Like
on the main character of Dream Daddy.
Like an almost unsettling amount.
I think it's too much. It was perfect for a Brad Pitt playthrough.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tongue twister.
Mm-hmm. Perfect for a Brad Pitt playthrough.
But when we played it a second time as Jordan Femme.
The world's top FBI, world's top white gay FBI agent. He's approximately 25.
You're getting straight Brad Pitt dialogue coming from him. I know that they were trying to go for like kind of a punny main character. There's a lot of dad jokes, but it's straight up like this dopey Ocean's 11.
Yeah, well-meaning.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith personality.
Yeah, very Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Very like that, the Mexican even. Like,
yeah.
He's kind of like that dopey, means well, you love him, you know he loves his kids.
Yeah.
He feels like whenever you like read about Brad and interviews and stuff, whenever Brad does interviews, like I'm thinking about the Stephen Colbert one that
he did. Yes.
Where he's just like goofing along.
Yeah.
He really loves and cares about you.
Looking up at the stars, wonder what they're thinking. probably thinking it's time for dinner.
Yeah.
That's not a joke that he made at all. I'm trying to think of an example from Dream Daddy, but like when you play it, and I highly recommend that you do, and that you play as Brad Pitt, like you will see how distinct this is. It was really jarring to play it as not Brad Pitt. Yeah. I was like, oh, hold up. Jordan Femme would never say this.
Jordan would never say this. But Brad, definitely. And it's like, it's nice because the player dad, I guess all of, not all of the dads, all of,
most of the dads?
Many of the dads, I think, are like very wholesome folk.
Yes.
And like the dad that you play as is so wholesome and he loves and supports his daughter so much. Just like real Brad Pitt.
Yes. And it's like, man, you can get bad endings in this game, but you don't really have the option to be mean. You really can't be a bad dad even if you try. In fact, nobody's figured out how to unlock the dad bad achievement. The bad dad achievement. There's so many dad tongue twisters in this episode. I'm really struggling.
Brad dad.
Braddy.
Stop. But like, yes.
Yeah.
You can imagine Brad Pitt being drawn in the art style of the other dads. You can imagine Brad Pitt being a romanceable dad.
Absolutely.
Because he is IRL in real life right now.
He truly, I'm not shitting ya. He fits into this weird little universe. This goofy, punny universe of dads.
Yeah.
Just dating other dads. Hamming it up. Flirting. Grilling.
Colton.
In the cul-de-sac. The cul-de-sac? Hannah and I have a very important mission, which we are going to accomplish immediately after recording this. You may have heard there is a secret cult ending in this game where one of the dads, he's like a pastor, there's like hidden files where he's a cult leader, and we're gonna get to the bottom of it. Nobody's cracked this yet.
Jordan Femme is on the case.
Jordan Femme is on the case. Expect to see us in the news probably on Wednesday when this episode is released. We're already in the news and you're like, you already read the headline. That's why you're listening to this episode. You're like, who the fuck are you?
The game, I highly recommend you play it. It's really good. Lacked art direction immensely.
Yeah.
The create a character does not match the aesthetic of the dateable dads.
That was my biggest takeaway after playing as Jordan. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to make a character that looks that young. It's really jarring to see Jordan pop up. Not only, like, they're in a totally different art style than the rest of the dads, which is frustrating. But
imagine cartoon dad Brad boning down with that, like, well-illustrated, handsome man.
Yeah, it's, like, it's not great. And like, yeah, why am I able to make a character that looks as young as my daughter? Yeah. And like, that's going to be my inclination to make a game. I'm not used to making a dad-aged character in a game creator.
Always going
to
make a hot young thing.
Yeah, I'm a young hip 20-something. So they shouldn't have allowed that. And I'm really grateful that we went into this as Brad Pitt because it truly was the correct way to play the game.
Yeah, it was a very wholesome, loving experience.
Yeah, I felt so attached to my dad, Brad, and my daughter. You can, like, have the daughter be adopted, and you can, like, choose whether she's got a mom or a dad. We said that she was, like, adopted and had the mom, which is R.I.P. Angie in this universe. But it was really good. It felt great. I was concerned about my daughter when she's making some bad choices.
Yeah.
I was trying to be the best dad I could be.
Yeah.
We dated Matt, the coffee shop dad, who is the best dad.
Yeah.
If you're not dating him, you are just... If you're not playing as Brad Pitt dating Matt, you're just really playing this wrong.
You're playing this game just so wrong.
Go play it again and get your $15 worth.
Yeah. Honestly. That Mosh Pit mini game with Pup... Real fun.
So cute.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's a game that was made for the sort of genre of like loving doofishness that I think is part of the essence of Brad.
I agree.
I feel like this game has distilled a certain amount of Bradness.
This I would describe as being on brand for the Brad Pitt universe.
Yeah, definitely. This is
I think Brad Pitt would enjoy this game.
I think so. Oh, someone should give him a copy.
Definitely.
Someone find Brad Pitt's email address and also his Steam account. You know Brad Pitt plays a video game or two.
Oh, he fucks around.
He smoked so much weed in his life.
Yeah.
Send him a copy of Dream Daddy.
I think he would really like it. I think if you're listening to this podcast, you would enjoy this game. It's just, it's very on brand. Yeah. It's on the level.
I've talked on this podcast a lot about how I don't really play video games, but I really... I cannot stop thinking about this fucking video game.
It's really
a brand. I can't stop thinking about it.
I am so excited to crack this freaking cult mystery. I'm so excited.
We're gonna get it.
I know. I think we got it. I think we leave you guys with that.
Yeah.
We have to finish.
We have to go. My planet needs me.
This is so...
My hot dad planet needs me.
Hannah had nightmares about it. I have like a whole page of notes trying to like crack into this. It's... It's going to be good. Tune in next week for our next official pitting, which is going to be
Fury
versus Contact, not the alien one. Maybe there's aliens in it. I don't actually
know. Seems like I would name a movie about aliens Contact.
Well, yeah, seems you like contact them. You say ring, ring. Hello?
Even E.T. was about contacting, you know?
You're right. Phone home.
What if it's just about Brad Pitt works at a factory that makes contact lenses?
Contact. Ding, ding. That was me putting in contacts. You couldn't see it. That's the noise I make.
Follow us on Twitter, at March Bradness, where we do post the occasional screenshot and humorous tweet.
Yeah.
Follow us on Facebook, which is March Bradness. Instagram, march.bradness, because somebody took March Bradness.
The regular, an imposter.
A fake-o. He won't get a check mark.
No.
Follow us on our website, marchbradness.net.
You can listen to all the episodes there if you don't like iTunes.
Mm-hmm. If you're like me and haven't updated iTunes since 2012, yeah, and every time you open it up, it pops in and is like, please log in. I'm like, I did that. And then it is really slow and rinky-dink, but you don't want to, so when you lose files and contact Apple support, they're like, just download new iTunes, and you're like, no, I'll just buy the songs again.
That sounds a little specific.
You know, those people are out there. Anyways, we love you. We support you.
I support all your dreams. Dad dreams. Non-dad dreams.
I hope you get to date the eligible dachelor of your dreams.
Yeah.
And Dream Daddy, which you're downloading right now.
I hope you get a good ending.
You have a good ending with us.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.